It's time now for Hashtag Headlines.
Hashtag Headlines.
And I'm joined by our pop culture critic, Craig Sillifant. And Craig, all in all, a pretty successful Emmys over the weekend with, of course, some big winners.
The biggest surprise of the night, HBO's Hacks, which is an awesome show, by the way. It won Outstanding Comedy over The Bear, which many believe to be the front runner. The Bear broke its own record of 10 comedy wins for a single season, which it achieved last year because it brought home 11 trophies on Sunday there. But the biggest buzz before and after the show itself was whether or not The Bear is a comedy. But I guess it's actually considered a comedy by the Emmys, the Globes, and several other award show. The answer to why it's considered a comedy is, you know, maybe somewhat frustrating to fans who think it should be competing as a drama. But it's a comedy because the show's producers see it as one. And the Television Academy of Arts and Sciences doesn't actually enforce any definition of what a comedy is. So, you know, it's pretty subjective to say, you know, it has to have this many laughs per minute to be a comedy or not, right? So, and I actually think, I kind of go the other way from most people on this. I actually do think the show is very funny.
Did you remember the mashed potatoes? I just want to check in.
Did you remember when I said to f***?
Not in a ha-ha way, but in a head-shaking, like, we've all been there way. We've all had stressful jobs or things we're passionate about to the point of obsession, family drama. You know, as Homer Simpson said, it's funny because it's true. And I think the show uses humor to lighten a lot of those, you know, darker moments. So I think it stands in just fine as a comedy, and it took home 11 awards on Sunday night there. So that's your Emmys.
Now there's some talk about a sequel to Ocean's 11 with Clooney and Pitt.
George Clooney and Brad Pitt are set to return for a new Ocean's movie. They recently teamed up again for the action comedy film Wolfs, which comes out in the next few weeks. But they're set to reprise the roles as Danny Ocean and Rusty Ryan, respectively. According to Deadline, film chiefs are said to be courting All Quiet on the Western Front director Edward Berger to take over duties after Soderbergh, who helmed the original trilogy, opted not to return. But they've been working hard to get the picture. It's thought that Matt Damon and the rest of the star-studded ensemble will return for the film. Clooney revealed last year that basically a new flick could be on the way, that he was in possession of a great script. So it sounds like he's got something going on. They've got a good script going, and when you've got a great script, and you know, then all those actors are going to want to align for it. So the original trilogy started in 2001, but you know, so it's you know, it's been a long, well, 23 years since then. So it's been a while. And Soderbergh wanted out. He felt like the series was done for him. But I think this could go either way. This could be something that's like, the first movie's so fun. And
so
the other
good.
One's not as much. But the first one is really fun. And if they can recapture that magic, then, you know, I think you could have a really great, fun time at the movies on your hands.
And Macaulay Culkin is doing a Home Alone tour. How does this work?
Yeah, so, I mean, you got to know that he's, like, kind of a weird guy, right? Like, and in a very cool way, but he's definitely a weird guy. He plays in a band that just sings songs about pizza. I mean, he's obviously was a rich child star, so he can do kind of whatever he wants now, but he's set to embark on a tour celebrating Home Alone. He's 44 now, and he's going to host a thing called Home Alone, A Nostalgic Night with Macaulay Culkin, a tour across the U.S. to celebrate the 1990 Christmas classic Home Alone.
You guys give up, or you thirsty for more?
The tour will feature a special screening of the film and then a moderated interview Q&A. It's basically going to include Culkin looking back at his experiences on set, the memories, and just speaking about, you know, all things to do with Home Alone. So the you know, whether you're a diehard fan or simply love the holiday spirit, you know, this does sound like a fun event. So you know, I mean, it's not coming through here, but
no.
If it was, I think it would be a fun thing to go to.
He's our pop culture critic. You can find his work at craigsillifant.com. Craig, thanks so much for this, and we'll chat again soon.
Cheers.